your home for classic hits. 1570 AM, 96.9 FM, and now at 102.7 FM. This is WILO, Frankfort, Lebanon, Delphi.
Hey Liz, can you believe there are still some people buying their gold, silver, and platinum bullion from the internet?
That's pretty amazing, Jeff, especially considering that prices here at Vierks Fine Jewelry always beat both local as well as the big online guys. We don't have shipping fees, and in most cases, you get the precious metals immediately.
Bars, rounds, bags, eagles, buffaloes, maple leafs, Krugerrands, Morgan and Peace dollars, and much, much more.
Not to mention rare, key date, and collectible coins from the U.S. and around the world, many of which have been graded and authenticated by PCGS and NGC.
Whether buying, selling, or trading, you will always benefit from Vierks' unrivaled years of experience and expertise.
If you need expert appraising, Vierks Fine Jewelry has both of Lafayette's only International Society of Appraisers and Coin Roundtable members, and we are also fully USPAP compliant.
All of your coin and precious metals needs under one roof.
Proudly serving the Mid-North Indiana area for over 75 years. Corner of 18th and Main, Lafayette, Vierks.com.
Looking for reliable heating and cooling services? Look no further than Jim's Heating and Air Conditioning, your independent American Standard heating and air conditioning dealer. From residential and commercial services to generator maintenance and custom ductwork fabrication, they handle it all. Jim serves Clinton, Boone, and Carroll counties, including the nearby areas. Jim's is a family-owned business with an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. Call Jim's today at 765-601-1461.
Jim here from Jim's Heating and Air Conditioning. Remember, trusted service and local excellence.
Looking for a smooth ride? Trust the experts at Big O Tires at Lebanon's hometown tire specialist located next to Parkey's in Lebanon. Big O Tires is not just a team, they're the team you trust. Is it time for an oil change? Schedule your appointment today for quick and reliable service. Call Big O Tires in Lebanon today and be sure to connect with them on Facebook for exclusive deals and updates. Big O Tires, your trusted partner on the road. And like manager John and owner Alan always say,
and don't forget, go Cowboys.
Come on, John.
Did you know there are benefits to window tinting other than that cool and sleek look? Keeping your vehicle's interior protected is one of those benefits. Marchand's Window Tinting does top quality window tint installation that comes with a lifetime warranty. Located on State Road 39 in Antioch, Marchand's Window Tinting is professional and locally owned with years of expertise.
This is Alan Marchand at Marchand's Window Tinting, and we stick it where the sun shines.
People ask a lot of questions about Ivy Tech Community College. Like, can an Ivy Tech degree get me a good career? Well, some say good, and some say great. In 2 years or less, you can earn an associate degree or certificate, qualifying you for some of Indiana's fastest-growing career fields, and earning you an average of $37,777 the first year after graduation. Find your answers at ivytech.edu/FAQ. Then apply for free at ivytech.edu.
Thanks for coming, elves. I've called this meeting because I don't know what to get Santa for Christmas this year.
Mrs. C, TC Trailers has everything Santa loves. They have over 300 trailers on the lot, a fully stocked parts store, and in-house repair shop. They even offer financing.
And did you know TC Trailers carries e-bikes and mopeds? Santa would love an e-bike for the off-season.
They carry barns and sheds, too. Santa was looking for a place to store more reindeer feed.
East to Frankfort, Estate Road 28 and 29, or tc-trailers.com.
If you're not pulling a TC trailer, you're not pulling your weight.
Hey everyone, it's Rick with Freckles Graphics. You want to make a long-lasting impression without breaking the bank? Freckles Graphics is your one-stop spot for all your marketing needs with a wide range of services including graphic design, screen printing, embroidery, embossing, laser etching, all your signage and promotional needs. Trust the pros at Freckles Graphics. We got you covered. Get what you want, how you want, and when you want it without sacrificing quality. Your satisfaction is guaranteed, so check us out at FrecklesGraphics.com. That's FrecklesGraphics.com, your partner in success.
It's really been a pleasure serving you this year. We sincerely appreciate your business, and we look forward to working with you again next year. Have a great holiday season. Encompass Credit Union. Happy holidays.
Welcome back to WILO Party Line, presented by TC Trailers. If you're not pulling a TC trailer, you're not pulling your weight. Encompass Credit Union, community-minded just like you. Marchand's Window Tinting in Antioch. We stick it where the sun shines. Virk's Fine Jewelry in Lafayette, Ivy Tech Community College, changing lives. Big O Tires in Lebanon, and Big Deals. Save money now and 24/7 at We Love Big Deals. And I think we do have some big deals somewhere. I don't know if you've got them or not. We've also got Freckles Graphics, Jim's Heating and Air Conditioning, Boone County, Clinton County, and Carroll County, dailynews.com. Of course, the online telecast, which is actually working today. Hi, everybody. Brought to you by 51 West Event Center, the Farmers Bank, Colligan Water of Boone and Clinton County, Day and Ginda Funeral Home, Reinhardt Realtors, TC Trailers, Solidarity Community Federal Credit Union, Sam I Am Carpet Cleaning, Shoops Country Foods, Big O Tires in Lebanon, Freckles Graphics, Arborwood by Shoops, Welty Exteriors, and Newell Gas. We're hoping to...
I was going to say, have we heard from our other...
No, we haven't, and I don't know, maybe there's something going on, and that's why, but...
We were supposed to have another guest today, so yeah. I didn't know if we had a phone number. If we
no, I don't. Okay. I don't have a direct line. No.
Okay.
So
it's that's how it goes. We could have talked to Mel longer.
Yeah.
It was weird. Mel said we had two Mels on today. I said we did have two Mels on today. Today, by the way, is Wednesday, December 11th. It's National App Day. It wasn't that long ago the app was short for appetizer. Now we can't live without the little boogers, not referring to appetizers anymore. There are millions of apps out there that can do just about anything. I always say there's an app for everything now. And now with AI apps like Gemini and the new Siri, all you've got to worry about is eating and breathing. Did you know the word app, short for application, was the American Dialect Society's word of the year back in 2010? So there really is just about an app for everything now.
Yeah, anymore, it seems like it.
This will bring back some memories. It's the anniversary of the premiere of Magnum P.I. back in 1980, 44 years ago. Tonight, the original Magnum P.I. debuted on CBS, catapulting a young Tom Selleck into stardom. Remember that? Yeah, that Ferrari.
Mustache,
Hawaiian shirt.
They were showing that online. And, you know, honestly, he's aged very well.
Yeah, you know, he has aged pretty well.
He has aged very well.
I wish I could say the same.
I'm not even going to go there.
They have now ranked the 10 worst Christmas songs of all time.
Is Paul McCartney still on that list? Because I think that's ridiculous.
This list is done by USA Today. Ranking these the worst. Both NSYNC and New Kids on the Block made the top 10. Jessica and Ashley Simpson's version of Little Drummer Boy, who was also certified a stinker. Same for Elmo and Patsy's Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer.
I'm sorry, but that's
come
a
on,
classic.
That's funny. That's a classic.
That's a classic, yeah.
But the absolute worst Christmas song goes to, drumroll please, Alvin and the Chipmunks, Christmas Don't Be Late.
You know what? Get a life, folks. I'm sorry, but that's a classic as
well. Some people don't even like Christmas music.
Yeah.
I mean, so there is that fine line of, you know, do you play it? Do you not play it in the radio industry? That's something that we talk about. Do we play it? Do we not play it? But
you know, that tells me for what they picked for the top two, that tells me that you're probably talking to millennials that have no clue what those songs are.
There's a possibility.
And probably didn't hear them. They're growing up and that kind of thing. So,
if you're traveling this holiday season, we've all done it. You keep texting or emailing or scrolling Facebook while your flight is taking off, even when the flight attendants tell you to put it on airplane mode. People always wonder, is that really necessary or not? But a pilot on TikTok is now clarifying why they do this. And it's not a conspiracy, they say. Your phone will not affect the plane's systems. But what it does do is interfere with the pilot's headsets. The pilot says it can sound like mosquitoes in your ear when people don't put their phones on airplane mode. Mm-hmm. I always wondered about that.
Yeah.
And I didn't know if it was with the plane system somehow. I thought it surely can't be because we can't be relying on planes' phones to be. And if we are, then we got to figure something out. So, but I wondered what it was about it. And so now we know.
Mm-hmm.
I just didn't know what the real issue was, but...
I put mine on airplane mode, period.
All right. I'm going to ask the question, who is the hardest person you have to shop for?
No, it'd be a toss-up between two of them.
The person closest to you might be the hardest to shop for. A new survey finds that partners and spouses are the most difficult to buy for during the holidays.
Nah, mine's easy.
Kids and moms were next. I think moms are easy to buy for.
Yeah, I would go with the kids, but it's more the boys. I don't have an issue with my daughter. I don't have, or now the granddaughters. It's the boys.
Mm-hmm.
Especially my son-in-law and my son are probably the two hardest ones to buy for.
I just know that I am normally much farther ahead than I am this year, and I'm starting to feel the pressure.
While the snow is flying, that's what I'm going to be doing, is laying everything out and figuring, okay, I got this for this one, this for this one, so I know where I stand. I know, I'm usually done by now.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
Well, Melvin was talking about some of the sweet treats that they make with bourbon, using the Traveler's Point mm-hmm. Distillery bourbon.
Cooking with bourbon is really good. I'm glad he brought that up. But yeah.
Oh, you should see the pie that Joanne made for him. Yeah. Oh my goodness. It looked amazing.
No. Cooking.
Never even thought about it, peanut brittle. Meat. That's genius.
Yeah.
That is genius.
Yeah.
Well, rejoice, sugar lovers. Researchers in Sweden have found that not all sugar is bad for you. They studied almost 70,000 adults with more than 20 years and found that people who consume some added sugars had a lower risk of heart problems. Now, of course, there are some catches. It only applies to foods like chocolate and ice cream, which, hello, my two favorites. Uh-huh. So that's good. Sugary drinks are still, they say, a big no-no. And your body weight has a lot to do with it, too. So don't eat a whole cake and call it healthy.
No.
But chocolate and ice cream are my two kind of go-tos. So mm-hmm. if I could live on a diet of that, it would be all right.
Yeah, it's chocolate and chocolate ice cream.
Whatever it is, I can. Do you like peppermint stick ice cream?
No.
Oh, man.
I don't like peppermint.
Oh, yeah.
I don't like mint, period.
You're killing me, Smalls.
Yeah. I like cinnamon.
I like cinnamon. Ice cream, though. Do you like cinnamon in your ice cream?
No.
Okay.
No, chocolate.
Okay, yeah. I know you like chocolate.
I'm just chocolate,
I've gone with you several times and we've gotten chocolate.
Yeah, no, I am just chocolate, period, or chocolate sauce on vanilla ice cream. I don't like flavored ice cream. I don't like strawberry. I don't like any of that. Vanilla and chocolate, that's it. And the vanilla, I usually smear it with chocolate.
Everybody seems to have a deal breaker when looking for a new job. And a new survey finds that for most people, it's paid leave. 60% of Americans say they wouldn't accept or even apply for a job that doesn't offer PTO.
Hmm.
So for businesses that are constantly hiring, you might want to take a look at some of your policies. Almost 30% said that it might be a deal breaker. Paid leave beat out other benefits and even salary requirements.
Hmm.
The only thing that ranked more important than PTO for applicants was healthcare coverage. Yeah. I get that.
Yeah, no kidding.
I mean, healthcare coverage, is expensive, and it's one of those things, you just can't live without anymore, right?
Right.
So, have you seen the new tree up at the Christmas tree at Prairie Creek Park?
No, I'd love to go down there and see it. I literally, when I drive by, I'm watching traffic, and that's pretty much it.
I want to commend this. I think it's beautiful. I love it. It's nice and big, and when I drove by the other night, it's lit very well. It's beautiful. And, I think they had a real tree for a couple of years, which was great,
mm-hmm.
but this is huge, and you can see it from the square. Love it. So I just want to tell everybody, my personal opinion on the big tree is great, and I hope everybody else likes it as much as I do.
Cost effective.
And they're not cutting down a tree, yes. Yeah. I mean, so it's just, I think it looks great, and yes, they can reuse it, and so I think it looks nice. Have you been through the park yet?
No. I want to take the babies. I want to take the kids. I don't know. I may just go through it by myself, too, just so I don't have to deal with the husband.
Well, the new displays at the park are nice as well. Yes, the new displays at the park are nice. And so those are a couple of things that you can go check out. Also, I want to remind everybody that coming up, this is a Friday the 13th. So Friday the 13th, boys basketball, Delphi at Clinton Prairie. That game will start at 7:30, and you can watch that on HoosierlandTV.com. You can watch it live, and then, of course, it will be archived for you to go back and watch later, too. But it's boys basketball Friday night, Delphi at Clinton Prairie, game time 7:30. Again, that's on HoosierlandTV.com. We do have a guest on the line, so we will get to our guest here. Good morning.
Oh, hi. I'm the guest?
You're our guest today, and we're glad to have you. How are you, Kim?
Well, thank you. I told Melissa, I said, well, you didn't have a guest, so I thought I'd call him to ask a couple questions.
Well, please do. We're always glad to hear from you.
Oh, well, thank you very much. Well, I like Alvin and the Chipmunk song, so.
I do think, you know what, on a limited basis, I think it's cute,
like
too.
I said,
it is.
It's just like the dogs barking jingle bells. I mean, you got to have it. It's a staple.
It's just fun. Yeah. Yes, yeah. I agree.
And what's wrong with being have cute, something cute?
Yeah, every once in a while it doesn't hurt, does it?
No, it doesn't.
What is your favorite Christmas song?
Oh, gosh. Well, there's another funny one or cute one, the Snoopy and the Red Baron. You guys heard that one?
Yep.
Yes.
Yep, I got that
I like that one, too.
I got that one in the rotation, so. Yeah.
And I'll probably like Jingle Bells or any, you know, the oldies, you know, like that.
Yeah.
White Christmas or anything like that, yeah.
Do you like the older Christmas music, or do you like some of the new stuff?
Well, I like the older ones better, but there are some, you know, early, like country Christmas or stuff. Yeah, that's not too bad.
Mm-hmm. I'm really digging some of the Pentatonix music. I don't know if you've heard that.
No, I
haven't. Harmonies, oh my gosh.
What's it called? Yeah.
Pentatonix.
Mm-hmm. Pentatonix.
And it's just, their harmonies are phenomenal.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, love
that. I'll have to look for that then. Thank you.
Sure, take it in. It's good stuff.
Oh, well, thank you. My question is, you were talking about asking for guests. Remember a few years back, Russ had a friend from Ukraine. I think
yes.
He'd be a good guest.
Was it? It was his nephew, wasn't it?
Oh, was it? Oh, okay.
I think it was his.
Was it his nephew or a friend of his, a college friend of his, one of his sons? I think it was a college friend of one of his sons that was from
Ukraine.
I don't
remember, but it was somebody. That's a good point. Yeah,
that was here studying.
It would be interesting to talk to somebody from there now, wouldn't it?
Yes, that's right.
I'll ask Russ about that. He's out of town, but when he gets back, I'll ask him about that.
Oh, well, that's
that
good.
That was at the beginning of the war.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of things being bought, has anybody bought a Trump guitar or Trump cologne?
No. No, I didn't even know that. And I'm sure there's Trump anything out there, but no, I'm not buying it.
No.
But he won't even sign the paper that says, you know, that agreement for ethics that he can't take any money. So basically, I guess, that is he telling us that he can be bought for anything, for anybody, for any country?
Didn't tell you. I don't know.
I don't either.
I just say this is weird times we're living in.
absolutely.
I'm just thinking that there may be a reason to get a passport again.
Oh yeah, that might be.
Yep. Yeah.
And do you think these Trump's quote picks? Do you think maybe that's a little bit of a ruse or a play or whatever, play acting? Because you know they threw Gates in there. Which, we don't like Gates. And all of a sudden,
I think it's just. Honestly, to me, it almost looks like paybacks.
For
favors. I mean, this is mm-hmm. basically your loyalty. This is how I'm paying you back for your loyalty.
Now that could be. That makes a lot of sense. Thank you.
To me, that's what it looks like, at least wise. I mean, sorry, but some of the credentials on some of these people are not the best in the world.
I know.
But isn't that being a politician now? I mean, really, you about have to sell your soul to the devil to become, and I'm talking higher up politics, because I have said numerous times,
we are so
lucky here, you know, when we have people, I mean, we had Alan Dunn in the other day, and we talked to Mayor Judy Sheets, and I think, we are so grateful here to have the people we have, because they're wonderful, but when you get up to national politics, I just feel like you about have to sell your soul to the devil. I mean, because I do think there are those people that initially go in thinking, I want to try and make a difference, but I think they're beat down so quickly, or their families are threatened so quickly, I just think that it's really hard to break into that club.
That's right. And you know, there's money being thrown around, so.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Unfortunately.
Yeah, that's the sad part, yeah. Yeah. Well, thank you, ladies. I just thought I'd put in a few cents worth.
Well, we're always glad to hear from you, and Merry, Merry Christmas. Maybe we'll hear from you before Christmas.
Well, either way, but thank you both, and both you ladies, Merry, Merry Christmas, too. Thank you.
Take care. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Uh-huh. 659-3338. If you have questions or comments, we'd love to hear from you today. It is Party Line on WILO. I do have a question. This is one of the things that was in our news this morning, and it does bring up a topic. What's the most you can spend, whether it's at the holidays or any other time, without checking with your spouse? Is there kind of an
unsaid
limit?
Mine doesn't spend anything. He has no freaking clue because he doesn't want to deal with any of it.
I can second that.
And, I mean, every once in a while, for the littles, he likes to go shopping for them, for the kid, for the grandkids. But other, I mean, no, for the most part, he just, you go get it and I'll put my name on it. That's pretty much the extent of it.
Well, and I'm married to a man that still thinks a car should cost like, a high car should cost like $5,500 and a loaf of bread should be like 10 cents. And milk should still come in the bottle to your door.
Mine's a little more realistic than that, but we both agree that there's no reason why a car should cost as much as what a house used to. I mean, I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
Which is why I'm driving a soon-to-be 21-year-old car. So.
Sure. Yes. No, I do most of the spending. But if it's a big purchase, I do, you know, we talk about those kinds of things. But for the most part.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean.
Well, we went shopping over the week this past weekend, and he asked me if he could spend money on something. And it was like, you know, something that he needed. It was, I just looked at him and I said, Merry Christmas to you, and go buy it. So, you know, because it was something that he needed for the shop, and it will be beneficial down the road anyway. So, yeah, we're probably going to end up buying it, and it was on sale. So, heck yeah.
Mm-hmm. I get accused of being the spender in our relationship, but the problem is he's like that too. He wouldn't spend anything. I mean, when I met the man, his underwear were falling apart because they were still attached. The waistband was still attached, so he didn't need new underwear.
My brothers used to call that air conditioning.
Yes, yes.
Yep.
And everything was pink because he would throw everything in a load of laundry in together. So if there was a red shirt in there, your underwear.
Mine didn't know how to do laundry.
Yes,
he would take his laundry to his mother. So... Yeah.
No, he didn't do that.
Yeah,
I can't say that. I just wondered if anybody
else know how
to
do laundry, and it's been 44 years.
Well, now I don't let him do laundry. There's a big difference between knowing how and letting him do it. So
yeah, no, 44 years, and he still doesn't know how to do a load of laundry. He would take it to the kids. Either our son knows how to do laundry. He knows this is the philosophy I grew up with. When my oldest brother, and there's 15 years between us, when he went off to college, I was in kindergarten, okay? We got the same lecture, all four kids, all different ages. And mom told him, I have taught you how to cook. Mm-hmm. I have taught you how to clean. I have taught you how to sew enough to get by until you bring something home that really needs repair. And I have taught you how to do laundry so that you have clean clothes. So those four things that I taught you, should get you through life, you know, to an extent. Well, I got that same lecture at five, so.
Sure.
You know, so my kids, as they were growing up, they learned how to do all of that. And
change a tire.
And change, yeah.
That was when my dad said, all right, today's the day, you're going to learn how to change a tire.
Know how to check your oil and all that stuff, yeah. All
Where
of that.
Where the windshield wiper fluid goes.
Mm-hmm.
Just little minor things.
That's the way we were raised. That's the way we raised our kids. And that's the way of course, the littles are too small right now. But that's the way our grandson, he's a great cook.
Mm-hmm.
He knows how to do laundry.
My son's a good cook. My brother's a really good cook.
He's learning how to work in the shop and do the mechanical side of everything.
Don't you think, though, that we do see more men in the kitchen nowadays? Because when I was growing up, I think
as a necessity,
I think is one of the good things that has changed over time, is because there's a lot of men that have some really good skills in the kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
And so of the things that have changed where it's not like it used to be in the quote old days, I think that's one of the good ones.
Yeah.
Because there are some really great men
cooks
out
my
there,
son can
whether
cook.
Baking or cooking or grilling or whatever.
Yeah, my son's a great cook. Back when he was in high school, Cindy Shoup tried to get him to help them on the weekends because she thought his cooking was very well done.
Yes. Well, we've progressed in that area. I mean, smoking foods and doing, like the brisket. And
now my husband,
Yeah.
He can burn a salad just by looking at it, so. burn a salad.
It's just, you just don't let Larry cook.
Okay.
God love him.
Mental note.
He has learned to warm up a hot dog without blowing it up in the microwave. But mm-hmm. yeah, for the most part, I always wondered why he would pull a hot dog out of the fridge and just eat it, you know, without warming it up or anything. And,
ooh, that brings up he eats cold hot dogs?
Yeah, he can.
I know you can. They're cooked. Yeah. They're fully cooked.
But yeah, no.
Yeah, I can't do a cold hot dog.
Oh yeah, no, it took forever.
Which really is just bologna in a tube, really.
Yeah, I showed him how to use the microwave and everything, but the memory did not stick, and he would blow potatoes up with it. And it just got to where we just didn't let him touch anything.
Poor Larry.
Yeah. Not cooking.
Yeah.
Not cooking.
He's got his other gifts, but in the kitchen is not, he's not the one.
He's an amazing, granted, he's an amazing mechanic,
mm-hmm.
but he's a self-taught carpenter
mm-hmm.
and, you know, electrician. And when you're a farmer, you learn how to do all of that anyway. But he's really, really good.
Yes. We all have our gifts, as we say.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, coming up here at, what time is it? 10 o'clock is the free play on WILO and Boone 1027. I invite you to get in your request today. So call in with that. And in the meantime, are we good to go?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. Sorry, pot something up, and I'm like, oh, did I miss something?
No, because you usually cut. You go, and I'm sorry. Not ready, so it's like I'm trying to hurry up and get ready.
Join us back here tomorrow morning. We'll bring you another edition, actually. Shan will have Party Line on WILO and Boone 1027.